You know, I've been looking at all the people following my Patreon, and you know, I've come to find that a lot of y'all are in college. Like, you're still college age, still going to class, going to lecture, doing finals. And I'm just like, shit, y'all really don't understand that out of everybody on here, you're like the biggest fucking losers out of the whole bunch. Like, you have so much potential. Your whole life is just ahead of you. But instead, you're just like masturbating. You're like putting away your studies and, you know, opening up your computer and watching porn. You know, that's really fucking pathetic. That's really fucked up. You know, also, like, all those fucking horny college students are all around you. You know, they're surrounding you. They want to fuck all the time. And you're just home alone, just masturbating. Like, how pathetic is that? They have, like, all these events going on. Like, they've got keggers at frat parties. Like, all the nerds are, like, studying in the libraries. Like, you could be out there socializing. But instead, you're just in your fucking dorm room and just touching yourself. And, like, my favorite part about, like, college baiters is that, like, they're so easy to fuck with. Literally, like, you're going through test after test. You know, some of you are working jobs and, like, it's just so easy to mess with your heads. Like, I can, like, call you out for, like, procrastinating your schoolwork. You know, you're not studying enough. You know, if you get a B+ on a test, it could have been an A. But you're too busy fucking masturbating to, like, study to get an A. Like, you're just a fucking loser at this point. Like, shit. Like, even if you got an A, like, you know, one day, someday, you're gonna stay up too late watching porn, and then you're gonna go into your final all tired, and then you're gonna mess up. You're gonna fucking answer the wrong question. It's gonna, like, fucking fuck with your head, you know? Like, you're gonna be writing a 3-paragraph essay, and then, you know, accidentally write the word penis in there, or write the word porn, or something stupid like that. You're gonna make a dumb fucking mistake because you're a stupid fucking masturbator. And, like, not to mention, but, like, if you do want good grades, you're gonna have to study all the fucking time. You're gonna have to be cooped up in your room. All that stress is gonna build up, and then next thing you know, you're pumping your penis to decompress. Like, stupid losers like you, they stay up all night watching porn, they don't do their homework, they don't study, and then they fall asleep in class and have a wet dream. Like, shit. Like, fucking stupid college baiters are just so fucking stupid, especially, like, those dumb frat bros, you know? Like, they don't even know what a baiter is, and yet, like, they still just follow, like, the fucking porn addiction to its logical conclusion, and they just, like, you know, get terrible grades, just say all the time, like, C's get degrees, D's get degrees, and then they just, like, accept the fact that, like, they go home and they watch porn, they binge watch porn to, like, decompress from all this stressful fucking tests and studying. Like, shit, all these fucking stupid college baiters. Like, if you go to any college campus, like, every fucking guy in there that fucking just sits around and is, like, trying their hardest to study, you know that they're in their dorm room or they're in their college apartment with 3-6 roommates trying to sneak a few strokes here and there. Like, they're so fucking stressed out all the time. You have to understand that. Like, I graduated from college not too long ago, and I just remember being horny all the time. Like, these stupid college baiters, like, especially the ones that have passing grades, you know that the only way that they can, like, achieve those grades is by staying at home studying all the time and just only masturbating. Like, they don't have time for sex. They don't have time to, like, call someone and get into a relationship. All they fucking do is just look at pornography, then they look at their study material, and they just keep that cycle going until they either ejaculate or they just don't come. You know, there's a lot of stupid college baiters that, like, get into this mindset of, like, oh, if I come, then I'm gonna lose focus, or, like, you know, some shit like that, that, like, professional athletes do. You know, they stay pent up until after their final, and then they ejaculate. They have stupid baiter rituals like that, that just, like, proliferate all throughout campus. Like, I've ran into guys that straight up say that they don't have sex before finals. They don't like, want to lose the rush, the drive to succeed. When really the truth is, like, they believe that they're driving themselves into this future of success, this desire to get a better job in the future. But in actuality, they're slowly, like, breaking themselves down into little bite-sized pieces for porn to consume. Like, from horny jocks that, like, sign on to the school Wi-Fi just for pornography, to all those virgin loser baiters who spend all their fucking time studying, all fucking day, all fucking night, not interacting with anyone for hours and hours, because all they need is to study and watch porn. And that's all they need to do to get a successful career. They just study all the time and then use porn to decompress. And then they never had to form any like real deep lasting attachments, like total fucking losers. They just stick to hand humping and they stick to sex dolls and sex toys. Completely fucking awkward fucking college fucking baiters. That's what I fucking love.